If today's paths are full of confusion, compromise, and stumbling, could returning to God's ancient ways and daily scriptures restore hope, direction, and peace for yourselves and your community? Let's dive in. To the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out on fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want to encourage you to dive into those websites, especially on fpiw.org. If you go up to Public Square Ministry, we are going to walk you from beginning to end on how to start a public square ministry in your church, in your small group, in your family, wherever it might be. All of the resources are just right there. Also, if you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do that today. Today is the day that you participate and you dive in. We are trying to change our hearts so that we change the public square. It is incredibly important that we all participate. And finally, if you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, commented, or placed in your huddle in the Washington Defender app, today is the day to do that as well. We are going to have so much fun. We are in the series called None Righteous. And I got to tell you, we're going to be in this series for quite some time because Paul breaks it down into little small bite-sized pieces all from the Old Testament, the New Testament, all over. And he's breaking it down so that we can understand that we are not righteous in and of ourselves. Jews aren't righteous. Gentiles aren't righteous. Greeks aren't righteous. No one in their own human ability is righteous. It's only through the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins and was born and raised again on the third day that we are made righteous. So let's check this out. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 16, it says, destruction and misery are in their paths. And we got to think about our paths. Like, the path is the way that we walk, the direction in which we're headed. And right now in our society and culture, there are many paths that people are trying to take. There's the secular humanist path. There's the communism, social democracy or Democrats. There's the path of Republicans. There's the path of those type of things in the political realm. Or there's the path of peace or the path of what have you on the other side of things. And so we want to think about our paths today. Now, you know, I've written The Path of the Peacemaker, so I'm very familiar with paths. And you also know that I love the path of peace, that we may embrace God's peace. So Jeremiah 6:14 says this, they have healed the brokenness of my people superficially, saying peace, peace, but there is no peace. So our path can be, sound like it's good, but can be superficial. And we need to think through this. We can't falsely proclaim peace when there is no peace. Were they ashamed because of their abomination they have done? They were not even ashamed at all. They did not even know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. And the question he asks is, are they ashamed of their abomination? Do they blush at their sin? And I want to remind you, as you go into the public square, you're going to encounter different things that would make or should make us blush. And ask God to give you that pure heart once again, that you would blush at sin once again, that the abominations that are in our world and in our society and in our culture, that we would be ashamed of those. We wouldn't honor, glorify, be proud of, or celebrate those things, but we would actually blush over our own sin. Thus saith the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find it for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. So what is God's command? Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths. We need to find those ancient paths, don't we? People think all this new progressive ideology is great and amazing, but I'm here to tell you, there's nothing new under the sun. Sin has been sin for a long time, but there is a narrow path that God can take us on. It's the path of righteousness. It's the path of holiness. It's the path of loving our neighbor. It's the path of loving our God. It's the path of surrender. It's the path of the cross where we die to ourselves. And I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. We need to heed God's warnings over our life and over our hearts to really take seriously the path that he is speaking to us. So what are those ancient paths? What are those ways that God has been speaking to our heart? My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. God's ancient path from Proverbs 3 verses 1 through 6 is that we keep his commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they add to your life. You want to find that path of peace? Obey God's word. God's word is so abundantly good, isn't it? Isn't it good that it changes and transforms us from the inside out? This word is a light unto our path. It is a present help in our time of need. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind kindness and truth upon your heart. Last Sunday, I preached on truth and it's divine reality revealed. Bind on your heart God's divine reality and reveal that reality to others. Bind them on your heart, around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of Almighty God and man. We want God's word to be wrapped around us on the inside out, to know that he is speaking to us and through us and for us and in us and around us. He's speaking his life all to us. This is the ancient path. It's the path that God has for us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Today, that is going to be your desire. You're walking in. You're sitting down at that coffee shop. You're speaking with someone around you, and God is going to speak to your heart and to your mind. And today, you're going to trust that he's going to have the answer for you. He's going to have the words of wisdom for you. He's going to go before you in all things. Don't try to lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. If in all your ways you acknowledge him, he's going to straighten out that crooked path of yours. He's going to straighten out my crooked path. He loves us so very, very much. You don't have to walk in a crooked way today. God can straighten out your path. Let's go to Psalm 119, verse 100. I understand more than the aged because I have observed God's precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. Are you going to restrain your feet? Are you going to be driven by your passions today? Are you going to restrain your anger or be empowered by the Holy Spirit today? Are you going to restrain your careless thoughts or have the joy of the Lord be your strength and your focus today? I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourselves have taught me. How sweet are your words. Are you going to love this word today to my taste? Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God's word can be so sweet to you. It can be such a blessing to you. From your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false path or false way. Your word. What? God's word. What is it? It's God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Today, you're going to head down some path. You're going to head on a journey somewhere. I want to encourage you as you go through the public square today to walk in the ways of Almighty God. I have sworn and I will confirm that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. O accept the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. So what am I saying to you? We started out in Romans, way up here. And we said, destruction and misery are in their paths. I'm asking you this question. What's in your path? What is in your path today? Is your path filled with a desire to honor and glorify God? Is God's word in your path today? Are you saying peace when there is no peace? Is it falsehood or is it realistic hope in God? God's word must be a sweet taste to you today. Are you loving this Bible that God's given us, this word of God? God's word is a lamp to you today. What is in your path? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful day that you've entrusted to us. Lord, take our path that is crooked and make it straight. Take our path that is unleveled, that has stumblings, and remove every stumbling block in front of us today, God. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us with your word. Let your word speak deep into our thought life today. God, let us know that you are with us. Let us know that you go before us in all things, God. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. We thank you for your righteousness and your holiness, God. We thank you for your loving kindness. And God, we just ask that you, O Lord, would be glorified today. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. God, we run to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.